I remember when 10 o'clock came and it was time to go into the conference room, it was a pretty grim group that went in there because everybody knew exactly what was going to be the outcome. I do not remember totally the mechanics of it, but I believe, to the best of my recollection, there was a motion made for the nomination of a Chief Justice. And I do not recall whether it was Chief Justice or Justice Williams or Justice Swainson who suggested, once again, Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh. And as I best recall, there was a vote at that time, at which point he received 3 votes. He did not receive 4. And at that juncture, I believe it may have been either Justice Levin or Justice Coleman who made a motion that the Chief Justice be Thomas Giles Kavanaugh, who, upon taking the vote, received 4 votes, so which made him the new Chief Justice. Well, the protocol in the court is that with the election of a new Chief Justice, that person becomes Chief Justice immediately. So there's no waiting period or anything like that. You are the change, the deposed, if you will, Chief Justice is still a member of the court, still an associate justice and so forth, with the same vote and so forth as the Chief Justice, but no longer occupies the head of the table as presiding over meetings of the court. So I recall it after the vote was taken and the fact was accomplished, we had decided to take a brief recess, and this necessitated, of course, a slight shift in all of the chairs around the conference table. And whereupon, when we reassembled, Justice Thomas Giles Kavanaugh now sat at the head of the table, and Justice Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh was slightly a couple of, well, to his immediate right or left, but no longer sat at the head of the table. Well, you can imagine that someone who'd been Chief Justice that long, who I really do believe thought up until the last minute that there was going to be perhaps enough votes to reelect him, that there was some rancor in the whole situation and a sort of an uneasy atmosphere in the room after we reassembled for to continue our administrative meeting, because this was the first matter of business. I had to get out of that out of the way before we went on to any of the other matters. So that was accomplished. We went on then and dealt with matters that were coming around, administrative matters, opinions, and things like that. But the rancor continued. There was a noticeable cooling of relationships on the court, and that ensued for some time after that. It was not the harmonious, or seemingly harmonious, group that we had had in the previous year that I had been there. Well, subsequent to that, and I'm trying to think which came first. Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh, who, as I say, shared an office in Lansing. I think this must have been along in March or so of 1974. And